Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shcholiyot B'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so what do? Do you blow the shofar or do you not blow the shofar? Nowadays, of course, we don't blow the shofar. What about during the times of the Beis Hamikdash? Let's discuss this. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shcholiyot B'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, the Mikdash, in the Beis Hamikdash, Hayutokim, they would blow the shofar. Avalo b'medina, but not in the provinces. What does this mean? The Bartanur explains that in the Beis Hamikdash, they would blow the shofar even though it was Shabbos, because blowing the shofar is not a malacha, it's not a work. So you could do it, technically, on Shabbos. Except, the Rabbanan made a gezeira, they made an enactment that you should not blow it on Shabbos, lest one not be familiar with the blowing and have to go to an expert to learn how to blow it, and he'll travel with it on Shabbos from, you know, one house to another, and we're afraid he may carry it in a Rishus Harab, in a public domain, Dalet Amos, and then he'll be transgressing the sin of carrying on Shabbos. So the Rabbanan said that we don't want anybody blowing the shofar on Shabbos because of this gezeira, lest you go and walk to your neighbor's house as an expert and cross over a Rosh Hashanah and carry it on Shabbos, and that is a Torah prohibition. So therefore they made this gezeira and they said no blowing the shofar on Shabbos. But in the Beis HaMikdash, there was no gezeira, there was no shavus, there were no derabanans. Therefore the Rabbanan gezeira is waived, and in the Beis HaMikdash they would blow the shofar on Shabbos. However, I have a lobe medina, not in the city, meaning not in Yerushalayim, and not in the Gevulin, in the cities surrounding Yerushalayim, because those were not the Beis HaMikdash. There, the Gezer was still intact, and therefore they would not blow if they were in Yerushalayim or in the Gevulin. And the Rambam explains, he says that Yerushalayim, the whole Yerushalayim is called the Beis HaMikdash. So according to the Rambam, not just in the Beis HaMikdash, but all of Yerushalayim, technically, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you'd be able to blow in it as well. And he says the rest of Eretz Yisrael is called the Medina, it's called the provinces. Okay, that's the Rambam's opinion. Now this was all during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a new takana. She token b'chol makom sheishbo beizdin. They blow the shofar in any place where there is a beizdin, where there's a court. And they explain over here, afilu enen kavuan, even if it's not a set beizdin. It just happened to be that, you know, there was a beizdin in that city during that time. Nevertheless, token bo, you can blow the shofar over there. Amar Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar, lo eskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, el biyan b'vad. He argues, he says that no, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana was only in Yavne, the city of Yavne. Why? Because in Yavne was the Sanhedrin Gedola, was the grand court, was the Sanhedrin of 71 people. So there, they were able to blow the shofar like in the Beis HaMikdash. The chain also in any place, Shagalsa Shams Sanhedrin Gedola, any place where the Sanhedrin were exiled to, they could blow there also. Avalova Bezin shall ask for Shloshana and any other Bezin of, let's say, just 23 people, that's not enough. Different levels of Bezin, it could be 3 people, 23 people, or 71. 3 or 23 is not enough. Only the grand court of 71 would be enough. So Rabbi Elazar argues and says that no, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana was only in Yavne, or in any place where the Sanhedrin Gedola of 71 men were, but any other bezin of 23 or 3, those are the 3 types of bezins, that wouldn't be good enough. Amrulo, so they respond back to Rabbi Elazar, Echad Yavne ve'echad kol makom sheyesh bo bezin. No, whether it be Yavne, whether it be any place where there's a bezin. So what's the difference over here between the 2 opinions? So they explain like this. The difference between the Amrulo and the Tanna Kamma is that according to the Tanna Kamma, kol makom, any place where there's a bezdin, even if the bezdin just happened to be there, you can blow the shofar. Whereas the Amrulo, they hold that no, whether it be Yavne, whether it be any place, that there's a bezdin kavua, if there's a set bezdin like Yavne of 71 people, then you can blow. But a bezdin of Akrai, a temporary bezdin of 23, or that's, you know, or 3, that's just passing by, that wouldn't be good enough. And we follow the halacha of the Amrulo, and that is it for Mishnah Aleph. The Ozos says Mishnah Beis. The Ozos hoizu Yushalayim yitera al Yavne. And furthermore, Yushalayim had a benefit over Yavne. And they explain over here that the Mishnah is actually missing some words. It's a chsui mechsra. And this is how you have to learn it. In Yushalayim, they would blow the shofar in the whole city, as long as the Beis was sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. because Beis Din would sit in the Beis HaMikdash up until six hours into the day. And as long as the Beis Din was in the Beis HaMikdash, you could blow anywhere in Yerushalayim. Whereas in Yavne, they wouldn't blow in the whole city, rather only b'fnei Beis Din Bavad, only in front of Beis Din themselves. And the second thing that Yerushalayim has a benefit over Yavne is as follows. So va'ozos ha'is Yerushalayim mitira al Yavne. There was more that Yerushalayim had over Yavne. Shkol ir shehi roe v'shoma'as ukrova v'chol lavo token. Ubi Yavne lo hayu token el b'Beis Din Bavad. What does that mean? That any city that roe, it could see Yerushalayim. Lahoti, this comes to exclude a city sitting in the valley. That even though it's close, it may not see Yerushalayim. Or Shomas, any city that hears the shofar blast from Yerushalayim. This comes to exclude a city that sits on top of a mountain. That maybe even though it could see Yerushalayim, but it can't hear Yerushalayim. Ukrova, or a city which is close to Yerushalayim. Meaning it's found within the tchum, within the city limits of Yerushalayim. V'yachol lavo, and the men of that city are able to come to Yerushalayim on Rosh Hashanah. Meaning there's no nahar, there's no river separating them. Kol ir, any city, sheish ba arba hatanam halalu, that has all four of these tana'am, all four of these conditions. It could see it. It could hear it. It's close, and it could come. There's nothing stopping it from coming to the city, to Yerushalayim, on Rosh Hashanah. Token. They could even blow on Rosh Hashanah, the falls on Shabbos, in their city, just like Yerushalayim, if they have these four conditions. It sees Yerushalayim, it could hear the shofar from Yerushalayim, it's close to Yerushalayim, meaning it's within the city limits of Yerushalayim, it's within the tchum, and technically it could go to Yerushalayim, there's no rivers preventing them from going there on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. So even though they may not be Yerushalayim, they could blow the shofar in their city, just like Yerushalayim on Shabbos. Token they could blow. Whereas with Yavne and Yavne, lo hayu token, they were not permitted to blow, ala b'Beis Din Bavad. Only in front of the Beis Din, like we mentioned earlier. And that's it for Mishnah Beis.